What is up, network? It's I, Adam, again. Another exciting pre-TPNX podcast. This time with Dina Payne Smith from American Airlines. It is truly a pleasure to have the senior manager of pilot hiring flight ops to join us today. She and I had a nice little conversation about so many important pieces of information for you out there who are looking to go to American, or even if you're not looking to go to American, how just to be better when you go to your interview and how you can get noticed a little quicker. Because as things change, and we talk about this and the evolution and revolution sometimes in this industry about how fast it changes, you need to be on your game. And being able to set yourself apart is important, but one of the most important things, and she really, really hammers this, and I can't agree with her more, is to submit your apps. People always seem to wait, and they're so worried about, should I submit my app? Not should I wait? What should I do? Submit your apps. That's what Dina talks about here, and so much more. I hope that you enjoy this episode, and moreover, for those of you who are coming to TPNX, I hope you get the chance to meet Dana. I hope you get the chance to meet Dina and enjoy a few conversational moments with her. And then moreover, you get a chance to do a meet and greet with American. If you don't have a meet and greet with American, sign up for that standby list. They're going to do their best to see everybody. So if you're en route to TPNX and you're worried that you're not going to get to meet with them, sign up for that standby list. We're going to try our best. American's going to do their best to get you seen. Again, I want you to enjoy this conversation with Dina Payne Smith. Hi, Dina. This is so much of a pleasure for me today because nobody knows the background of a podcast, but we tried to get this on the calendar so many different times, and here we are. And I will time and date this one. We are less than 2 full days away from the setup of TPNX and 3 full days away from the kickoff. And I get to be joined by Dina Payne Smith. Thank you, Dina, for joining me today. I'm super excited to host you. Let's get right into it. Where are you now in the American hierarchy, and how did you get there?
My new role is the senior manager, pilot hiring, flight ops. Corey Glenn, who I think the world knows, is my manager, right? So I'm going to address that other question on how did I get here. We were talking just a little bit earlier about my journey to aviation, and I think I told you it's not that exciting.
Pish posh.
So I actually started in aviation because did 4 active years in the military. I was in military intelligence. I know it's like an oxymoron, but that's what I was in. And after my 4 active years, I was looking for a job. My mom and I were traveling around, and she suggested, why don't I become, at the time, a stewardess? It was still a flight attendant, but they called them stewardesses.
Sure.
And so I applied. American was my top choice, and I was so lucky and blessed that they gave me a job offer on the spot the day of my interview.
Nice.
And the same joy that I felt then, and I'm getting used to now saying how long I've been here. I just celebrated over 30 years.
Wow.
I have the same excitement today as I did then. So I was a flight attendant. I kind of did a little bit of everything as a flight attendant. I was a purser, international purser, flight service manager, purser manager, just worked in a lot of different positions. But my degree was in communication. So I accepted into a job in flight service communications. And from there, I worked in a lot of other different departments, airport service, onboard service, and now flight. So I got a chance to do communication for the major work groups at American Airlines, agents, police service clerks, flight attendants, and pilots. I've been in the flight department since 2009. And with that, I was also tapped in that time in communications to work with the new hire orientation team. And that really started my love with hiring, recruitment, and that kind of stuff. And in 2013, I became an orientation angel. So I was part of the team that onboards all of our new hire pilots. And in 21, Corey and Lori Klein tapped me to be in the pilot hiring department.
Ah, okay.
And so here I am now.
So here you are now taking over for Mr. Corey Glenn. That's pretty awesome.
Taking over for Mr. Corey.
Yeah.
It is awesome. It's some giant shoes to fill. So
well,
he's done an excellent job.
He has done an excellent job. And we tip our hats to Corey and thank him often when we get the chance to. We hope and we don't know for certain. We want Corey very much so to be at TPNX, knowing that it probably would be his last time as in this role. But we understand, and I was hoping that he and I could do a podcast separate of even this, just because I enjoy talking to Corey. But when I got to start talking to Dina, I realized I'm like, Corey, bless you, but Dina's more fun anyway. So I get to say that because I know Corey for a while and it's fun to do that. But I think when we talk about all this hiring and you know, people are stressed when they go to these conferences, I don't think that focusing on numbers is all that great. Although we want to talk about numbers, especially the past, because it was very exciting. We want to look at some other stuff that really brings home what these conferences, not just TPNX, but any conference is really for, when you're having all these recruiters and folks come meet you, what they're really about. But to get the idea of the perspective, and this is something I've talked about with so many people, not only people from recruiting departments, but outside of that, the perspective here is hiring was crazy. It was crazy for the last few years. And there is going to be a shift in that craziness, as there always is. This is a cyclical industry. It's the way it's always been. So let's take a little look back. We'll get in our mini DeLorean for you Back to the Future nerds out there. And we'll drive back just a couple of years. So even in 2019, this is, you know, right before COVID, I would like to take that five-year snapshot and see what did American do hiring-wise since basically 2019 until present.
So I know we had some hiring in 2019, and I was part of the orientation team then. I just don't have those numbers in front of me. But I think we did a little over 500 that
okay.
year.
Okay.
And 2020 is kind of, you know, that's yeah, right that's before the... I came on, so I've been tracking those numbers. And we hired a little over 350. And the reason that number is so low, of course, is because COVID.
Yep.
So our last class was in March. And it was March 17th. That was our last class of 2020. We opened up the hiring window again in October of 21. It's just hard to believe we're in 24. Alex, I'm sorry.
I know. Does it seem it's so mind-blowing? In fact, you said that. I was talking to my wife, who you'll get to meet this weekend, because I don't think you got a chance to meet her last year.
Okay.
We were talking about that. And so our youngest is 3 years old. I'm sure this is riveting information for all the TPNers out there, but my youngest is 3. And I looked and I said, she was born essentially in the peak of post like lockdown COVID, when people still were kind of, people thought they knew what was going on, but didn't know what was going on. So November of 2020. And I looked at her and I'm like, the world you were born in is completely different than the world that it is today. And it's completely different than the world 1 year prior to you being on Earth. I said, there is no similarity between those three things. And I couldn't, I looked at her and I said, I'm so happy that you're so cute and so funny, because otherwise you might be the bad luck charm, honey, at times. But no, she came to the gym with us. I just said to my wife, I'm like, can you believe this kid? Like, she's 3, and the difference that it feels like for us, even just in our household, totally crazy. And then 21 started, and that's when things started. went
It's insane, right?
Crazy.
So as crazy as it was during COVID, and again, thinking that was 4 years ago, it's just mind-blowing. Just in 21, we hired over 580 pilots, and that was in a three-month period.
Wow. I remember that.
I do, too. It was the longest decade of my career. And so then, of course, we just went all into it in 22, and we hired over 1,800 pilots.
Which I thought would never be matched.
That was unheard of.
In for any airline, I thought that was, nobody was ever going to do that. And then
we say, oh, no, hold that beer.
Yeah.
So we came into 2023, and we hired 2,161. So that's 2,161 pilots that we hired last year.
That is a number that I still can't, because so the year I was hired at the major I work at, the airline I work at, I believe airlines were getting right around the 1,000 number mark, and people were saying this has not been seen for 25 years. It happened one time for 1 year, way back when, or 2 years, something like that. And this is it, like the wave hit, but this is the peak. Like airlines will produce this many pilots per year for like the next few years. And then the dwindling will start with depending on retirements and, you know, all the other stuff. And then COVID hit, you know, whatever, like as far as time, you can't base anything really on that weird time. And then all of a sudden this happened. And now we're seeing a change. Obviously there's some differences between different airlines, delivery schedules, all sorts of stuff. Retirements are a factor at all everywhere. It's all different everywhere, really. But the perspective or the prospective and prospectus of American is things are still going pretty strong. Like you're still hiring a lot of people.
And, you know, I think part of a discussion I'm having with some folks, so, and I understand, you know, when you're a pilot and you're like, hey, last year again was just, I like to say it was just crazy times,
sure.
Right?
Yeah.
None of us thought, if you would have told someone in 2020 that we were hiring 2,000 pilots the next couple of years, no, they would have all thought you were crazy.
Crazy.
And so now I think we get a little bit of this, the sky is falling, because we're less than 2,000, but even hiring over 1,000 pilots is a lot of pilots.
Yeah, it's right? A lot.
A lot of organizations and companies have slowed down. They're not hiring, or they're not hiring as many. We're in the same boat, but we're still planning on hiring over 1,000 pilots.
That's exciting news.
It is exciting news. And again, you said this is a secular business. We know it is. What goes up must come down. Mm-hmm. We're anticipating, barring anything else, that we'll be back at hiring close to 2,000 next year. I'm sorry.
Wow. So, and it's funny, you know, we talk about that cyclical up and down, right? And it's so interesting because unlike a lot of other companies and businesses and industry styles where they can project out, unless there's obviously black swan events or whatever, or all sorts of stuff, but the projections meet the demand and the supply and demand curves meet relatively closely at times. Unless it's the stock market, which is unpredictable. But like airline and passenger carrying operations in my lifetime that I've paid attention to them, I'll hear one thing. And within 6 months, there's a completely different outlook. But the thing that is so exciting for me as a passenger carrying pilot, and I hope for everybody in the industry, is the demand has not, although there's slight softenings here and there, it seems like people are still traveling a lot and there's still a lot of excitement in that world. And I think as somebody who carries passengers, one of the things that I noticed when I went through my interview process and all that was, and at the time was, I didn't understand what it was like to necessarily be a brand ambassador as I was leading up to my interview. And I was contemplating on this, and I wondered, Okay, well, if I didn't understand that when I was leading up, I'm sure there's more. I know there's more information for people to understand this now. If I am a prospective American candidate, whether it's a TPNX for a meet and greet or a possible interview or the future interview or another conference or whatever it is, how can I make myself stand out, especially if times do get more competitive? That's when it really counts. How can I do that? How can I make Dina go, ooh, I like that person. They need to be flying. I can see them in a uniform. We just need to get them into training.
Well, American Airlines standards have always been high, right? So even hiring over 2,000 pilots, we've always looked for the same thing in a pilot. We want someone that's going to be a servant leader. So you hear us use that word a lot within us. Someone that shows that they're ready to be more than just a aviator in the cockpit, but also outside of that flight deck. Right. So where you represent, just like you said, being a brand ambassador for American Airlines, we have active pilots that interview both at our meet and greet functions and here when we do them in Dallas. The reason we have active pilots is because an important part of that process is pilots telling us who they want to fly with.
Yeah. Makes sense to me. Right?
So being the type of person that they want to be on a 4-day trip with. Making sure that you do those small things that make you stand out, which is keeping an updated application. So frequently people will come in and they don't have an application on file, which I'm still surprised. You're coming to a meet and greet and you haven't created an application. How do we know who you are? What if you knock our socks off? How are we going to do a follow-up with you if we don't have an application? So you have to have an application on file and it has to be up to date. So again, Adam, as you said, when you're competing in a smaller pool, how do you stand out? Make sure your application is up to date. Don't have any gaps that need to be explained. You're showing yourself on paper to begin with or in a computer system, right?
Sure.
So
yeah.
Our apps are online.
I get the paper. I get the paper reference. I get it.
So that's how we see you first. So the more questions there are for us to answer, we'll just go to the next candidate that doesn't have all those questions that need to be answered. Coming to a meet and greet, going to meet the chiefs, volunteering at different organizations, give a chance for us to see you and your character. Because now you get to talk with someone one-on-one. We're not just seeing you in a computer. We're not just seeing your qualifications online. We get to see you, and we get to attach that to your application. So anytime you can be seen by a person is a great thing. And going to these meet and greets is a great opportunity for you to have this one-on-one with active pilots. They're looking at your resume. We have, and they can give you some tips on the type of flying you need to do, maybe what you need to update on your resume, maybe some missing things on your resume. Our recruiters are typically there, and they can help you with your application. Again, doing the same thing. Here's what's missing in there. They get a chance maybe to ask some questions to maybe add a little bit more color to the words you have in your application.
Sure.
You also get a chance for them to, again, see a little bit into you. The meet and greets are a small time frame, right? Just
right.
A little snapshot on the character you are. And in that time frame, is this somebody that we really want here at American? Do they fit the culture of American? Mm-hmm. Are they telling a good story?
Yeah.
And not making up something, but we all have journeys in life. I told you about mine earlier and how I got here to American. Everyone has a story and a journey. How do you share that with the person that you're talking to?
I think one.
So those are just some great ways. And always dress appropriately.
Dress appropriately, which let's tackle that because last year that was a funny thing with where people were freaking out about suits and ties, Americans interviewing. Oh my gosh, what are we going to do? And it was very easy this year. People that has not been a question because it's like, bring a suit, dress. Dina said this before we started recording. I wish I would have thought of this. That's why she's where she is and where I'm just this dude sitting behind a microphone talking at people. She said, dress like you are non-revving. Amazing. It's the most perfect way to put it. And for those of you who don't know what revving is, it's non-revenue travel on your airline. It means if you feel like a slob, you're not dressed correctly. If you feel like you're dressed well, then you are. And that's exactly what non-revving is. My wife nails non-revving travel every time with dress. I will say sometimes I have black slacks on with my and my pilot shirt taken off and something over the top. That's probably not what you want to do, but that's me getting off of a 6-day trip and I'm beat tired. You're not going to feel like that at TPNX. She's nailed it right there. I wanted to break off just from the transitioning pilot a little bit, or the pilot who's already got the job and looking for that final spot at American. Because I've had an influx of younger people and younger pilots, and that's, I should say, younger in the industry, asking me, how can I get to a place like American in a more timely fashion? Now, they know that they have to train and hit the required marks and not high quality pilot, but they want to do it in a time that is not the Adam Juhan way of taking 12 years to get there because he was military and this, that, the other thing. They're looking at it in a more condensed time period, and they want to put the effort in. So I said, well, I've got somebody here who can talk me through this. So tell 22-year-old Adam what he would have to do if he wanted to become an American pilot in not 12 years.
I would say probably the best path is I'm going to promote it because we have it. Is there a cadet academy?
Promote.
It's a great program, and it's designed to get someone from 0 to 1,500 hours, right? They not only are they getting that experience with the schools that we've partnered with, but they get an American Airlines mentor. So they have an active American Airlines pilot, someone who's already here in the position they want to be in, that's going to help them with that journey. And so they are assigned that mentor. Once they're done with the Cadet Academy, they go into one of our wholly owned companies. So that's Envoy Piedmont PSA. And after that, then they can come here to American Airlines. It sounds like it's a long time, but it's really only a 5 to 7 year path. If they start from the Flight Academy to American Airlines, it's 5 to 7 years.
What about if I were a pilot, a low time pilot who has started, I'm teaching, I did a part 141 school or something like that, and I'm teaching now, I've got 500 hours of total time, maybe 100 hours of CFI, and I'm looking at trying to get to the airlines, and I'm in that real rough spot, and I call it a rough spot because there's low time hour jobs are starting to become more and more difficult to find. Pipeline flying, doing aerial imagery, a lot of that stuff's being drone, taken up by drones now. So there's not as much opportunity for these low time pilots aside from instructing, and you need students to instruct. And the more instructors that you have, you need more students. Otherwise you start to lose out on that time and it takes longer. Are there opportunities through the American Academy to take advantage of something like that?
There are. So what they do is they work with the schools, they work through all those programs to find the best way to make sure that they have that sweet spot to help these students and the instructors.
Okay.
So there's some changes coming to, some exciting changes coming to our Cadet Academy.
Oh, cool.
As you can imagine, some of those I can't talk about.
Of course.
So what I'm going to encourage everything, because, you know, we're still signing that ink and going through some stuff. But one way to find that out is to reach out to our Cadet Academy. It's cadet.academy@aa.com, or go visit the website. So I can guarantee you, once everything is signed and ready to put out for release, everything's already ready to go on the website.
Sure.
So that's the best way to get the up-to-date information.
Awesome. For those of you, and there are some who are coming to TPNX and going to attend, and for some of our friends out there who are not, I encourage you to go, not only do that, but follow along social media wise on LinkedIn, or LinkedIn's probably, Instagram and all that stuff's cool, but to be honest, you're probably going to fall down in the wash of all the other stuff to watch out there. But I, as somebody who's doing this in a professional manner, Instagram or LinkedIn is where you're going to get a lot of this information and in real timely fashion. So, go check out Dina and American on LinkedIn and the Cadet Academy as well. And then while you're there, follow TPN. We'll help guide you too. We've got some great mentorship platforms, and we've got friends who can help through all this stuff. I think when I look back at my time and how I got to where I am, it's so much, I love the fact that there's these opportunities to better yourself quicker and learn more faster than there was when I was going through, because everything was a, even for me, I still had better opportunities than the generation ahead of me, but it was throw something at the wall and see what sticks. And that's still nowadays, there is kind of a checklist for how to do this in a very timely fashion, so you don't mess up and you can best tell your story to the recruiters and the interview teams out there. So you can make these things happen a lot faster. And when things come up in a very quick manner as well, where you don't expect it to happen, and that has happened to friends of mine many times, you can piece the puzzle together a lot sooner than you otherwise could and project yourself well. So the last thing I wanted to talk about was, as I have been working with my volunteer team and people getting ready for TPNX and folks out there kind of in the ether and trying to figure out where they're going to go and what they want to do, there's people who are going, I'm not ready to hit submit yet. I think I got to wait a little while. Or, you know, I got to polish this part of my resume. And, you know, I've got the hours, but I've just got the minimums. I meet the requirements, but I don't have that extra thing yet. What would you tell those folks?
So I'm going to tell you, the way that I look at that is there's some pre-qualifying questions that you have to ask in order to be able to complete your application, right? Do you have an unrestricted ATP, the first class medical, the right to work in the United States unrestricted? So there are some pre-qualifiers. Most of us can answer that, or most of you pilots can answer that. If you can get through that part, submit your application, even if you don't think it's all the way ready. For me, and a lot of people that I meet are kind of like me, sometimes you need that little motivation. And what I mean by that is that it's out there and now I can keep it updated. Sometimes I might be just a little bit of a procrastinator when it's just sitting on my computer. I don't have a deadline. There's probably no one else that can look at it, so it's just me on my own timeline. And I might drag my feet a lot more than I would if I had a little incentive, and that is, hey, it's already out there. I have it on my calendar that let me update my application once a month, once a quarter, whatever you are in your journey. But I say submit it, particularly if you're coming to a meet and greet, because you don't know all that we're looking for. And while you may not think that you're ready, now, if you're too low on the basic minimums, you know that you're not ready.
Yeah.
But you might have what we're looking for, but there's nothing we can do because you haven't put in an application.
Thank you. I've tried to lead a few horses to water and I stopped. I have a feeling that you are a far better wrangler than I am. So thank you so much for that, Dina.
I try. And I'm going to say one of the things
please.
I see, you mentioned something earlier about everybody kind of helping with this journey. And I love that we have our pilot mentors and, you know, they're making this process a lot easier for those pilots that are coming after them. Right. So you've all learned through this process. And how do we teach everybody else how to navigate this landscape? Another thing I'm going to say is get the information from the source. Adam, you started this podcast with things change a lot. Things change frequently. And that change can be 1 year. It could be 1 week. It could be 2 weeks. Reach out. Don't be afraid to reach out to us at pilot.recruitmentata.com. That's my plug. So that's our email address to get information from us. You don't have to depend on the blogs because the blogs are not always correct. Right? Unless it's a credible source.
Correct.
Just ask us, and we're happy to answer the questions because, again, things could have changed. That could have been a requirement we had in January that we no longer have in April. Or we didn't have it in April and now we do have it in, we're going to have it in the summertime, right? So things change very fast in this aviation industry. We all know that because if you've been in it for a while, you know the only thing constant is change.
Bingo. There is no better way to put it. I love the idea of going to the source. That's why we like to have people like Dina on, because that is the source document. This is the person that I can go to, and the definitive answer is here. No, if I go and read it somewhere, is it true? Unless the words are directly from her on the American letterhead, then I don't know. So, Dina, I wanted to thank you for coming and not clarifying things that are muddied right now, but just giving the perspective from yourself as to what people can do to better their opportunity to work at American. And to me, that's the gold. I know people want to hear numbers and the future numbers and exactly what, how many are they going to hire per this month? And you know, what base is this and that? That's all for the future. Those are future you problems. The alligator closest,
first, right?
Yeah, the alligator closest to the boat is how can I walk into that interview and go, if they don't hire, and actually, and not do this in a hubris or arrogant way, but go, right, if they don't hire me, that's their problem, not mine, because I delivered the goods and my goods are exactly what would fit American. And I will tell you right now that if you're the kind of person who works hard and you have that ability to communicate your story, you're going to go in and they're going to feel the exact same way and go, slap a uniform on, get him in training. Let's go, let's go, let's go. We got places to be and people to move. So,
yourself.
Yeah, be yourself. Exactly. I say that all the time. When I did some of the interview counseling stuff, I would say, I need you to be yourself. And they go, well, how myself do you want me to be? I'm like, oh my gosh. And I said, I want you to be yourself and you're communicating this fascinating story, because even though your story may sound like the same as somebody else's, it's still unique. And I go, at the same time, when you think that your story is some amazing story, it's probably been done similarly before. So you've got to understand that just being yourself and putting yourself in a small little bubble of going, this is what I'm going to focus on right now, is just being me. And then you can go worry about all the other stuff after it's done. But just being you and talking about that is so important, because that's who they want to hire. That's who American wants to hire. That's who Dina wants to work with. So think about that. I have one more question for you. I didn't tell you I was going to ask this one, so this one's on the spot.
Oh, my. Okay.
I had to do one. I think you figured me out now. What is your favorite part about your job now?
Oh, my gosh. The favorite part about my job is that I know that what I do matters. And I have the opportunity to be a part of someone's dream every single day. So there is nothing like having the opportunity to give someone a job offer, particularly to a company that they've wanted to be with for so long. Aviation is different than so many other fields, especially for pilots, because for so many of you, this has been a dream since you were little. Mm-hmm. And to be a part of saying welcome to American Airlines, a place that since, again, many people were young in their career, that they've wanted to work for this major airline. There is nothing like that feeling. So literally every day I go home with a smile on my face and knowing that what I do and what I've done for that day made a difference.
Perfect way to wrap it up. Dina Paintsmith, amazing guest. I'm going to tell everybody a little secret. She was a little nervous to start off, and she crushed it. One of the best guests we've had.
A lot.
One of the best. Oh, well, you don't. You carry yourself too well then, because I never saw it and nobody heard it. I want Dina, last chance to. We've got the cadet.academy@aa.com, pilot.recruitment.
Let me do some plugging. So you,
yes,
got
please
the
plug away.
Academy. The website is cadetacademy.com. Their email address is cadet.academy@aa.com. The recruiting team is pilot.recruiting@aa.com. That's our email address. And the place to put in your application is pilots.aa.com. When you're done, press submit.
You hear that?
And we hope to see you here.
That was a pause. That was a pause there. So you understood the gravity of that. Press submit. I'm going to put
submit.
We're going to put all these in the show notes. Dina, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you so much, Adam, for having me. Thank you for being such a wonderful host, reducing my nerves.
Oh, hey, that's.
And I'm looking forward to many, many more in my new role. So
yeah,
thank you so much.
Absolutely. Well, thank you again. I look forward to seeing you in a few days. And for all of you out there who still have questions about TPNX, please hit up heyguys@thepilotnetwork.com. You can hit me or Matt up through that email. If you got anything else, go to the FAQ website. That's www.thepilotnetwork.com/TPNX. You can navigate to the FAQ section. There you can get all the information that you're going to need. And if it's not answered there, again, send us an email. We're excited to host a ton of different people from all over the industry. One of our diamond tier, that more like a double diamond kind of a thing with American Airlines, bringing out basically half of the staff in Dallas is going to be there. So it's going to be amazing. We're super excited. We will see everybody on Friday. We cannot wait. And of course, I would be remiss if I didn't say, keep that shiny side up and the greasy side down. Fly safe, everybody.